Welcome to Familypreneur, the podcast for parent entrepreneurs
raising kidpreneurs.
It's time for your weekly dose of inspiration and actionable tips to build your business and find better balance, all while strengthening your family. And now we'd like to introduce your host.
She's my mom and thebomb.com,
Meg Brunson.
Hey there. Thanks for joining me on another episode of the Familypreneur podcast.
Today's guest is a wife, mother of three, and a U.S. Navy veteran who loves tech. She started her career working on an air search radar, but quickly realized her love was for computers. For years, she taught herself how to code, build websites from scratch, and then decided to go back to school to earn a degree in the field. She works with women every day, teaching them how to show up in the digital streets like bosses, using tech tips and tricks to even the playing field. I'm excited to introduce you to Hilda Alexander. Hilda, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
I would love for you to share a little bit of your story and your role as a parent manager to your daughter's business, just so we can kind of get to know you and her business a little bit too.
Okay, so as far as like an entrepreneur, I kind of dipped my toe into it a little bit before I got out of, you know, active duty. And so my daughter, she was, you know, exposed to all of that. So when she got a little older, she has some learning differences. She struggled a little bit. And she was always wanting to, you know, like, I want to have a business too. And we were like, girl, no. But then we really started to see like, okay, she's really struggling. We don't know what it is. That became her outlet. Like, we allowed her to open a business because we wanted her to have a win. We wanted her to see that she could do something and it didn't have to, like, everything didn't have to be based on what grade she got or, you know, how she was performing in school. And it took off. She is a boss. Like, she is so great at making her soaps and her products and selling them and pitching them. Like, she's really great. So that's kind of how I got into the role of, like, you know, managing her as a kid entrepreneur. And so in the process of that, like, I'd always loved, you know, tech and sites and learning how to code and build and all that good stuff. And so in the process of helping her, I kind of just started, you know, brushing up on my skills, you know, because you always have to be up to date, you know, things change very quickly. And so I started implementing different things to help her out. And so, you know, I was like, hey, why not teach this to other people? Or actually, I started sharing it for free. Like, hey, don't you know you can do this? And then that's how it kind of turned into me doing it as a business, you know, just kind of organically. I was sharing because I wanted everybody to, you know, be able to do a lot with a little budget.
Now, I feel like the difference between a product-based business and like a service-based business can be significant. Do the strategies apply similarly to both?
Yes. Like, when it comes to like the website strategies that I teach and the different things like sales pages, funnels, like, you know, some of those things are the same, like, you know, whether you're trying to lock them in on, hey, pay attention to this product and, you know, we can get you started on this subscription, or let me give you this mini course so you can see how it is to work with me. And then I can, you know, offer you other services and other courses or one-on-ones at a later time. So I feel like the strategies are pretty similar. You know, it's just one of them, you're giving them a physical product, and the other one, you're, you know, showing up and giving them something digital or something that, you know, is not technically tangible. But yes, the strategies on the back end when it comes to websites are almost identical. There's not much of a difference, you know, from what I've seen so far. Like, I've been able to help people with the same stuff and the same strategies, regardless of their, you know, whether they're strictly e-commerce or service-based.
Well, that's awesome. And with the summit, you know, we're focused on a lot of social media, but we really want to make sure we're getting people over onto our owned assets. So our web pages, our email lists, and your session really helps provide that bridge, right? So when we drive traffic to the website, how do we make sure our website is working for us? What can you tell us about what attendees can expect to learn from your session?
So I like how you said bridge the gap, because we do a lot. My daughter, she does a lot on social media to, you know, like, to get followers, and you definitely want to convert those followers to buyers. And so with my session, it shows you what you need to have going on with your website before you start sending them over, because you don't want to do all of this work, you know, have your social media sites like popping, and then they come over to your site and you have no way to collect that data. You have no way to no strategies in place on what you can do once they get there. So I'm going to help you understand all these little things that you can have in place before you send them over, so that you can optimize the site and have better conversions.
which is so needed. Now at the summit, we're also very focused on developing a marketing plan. That's kind of the common thread that ties all the presentations together. Can you share your experience with the importance of having a plan for business success?
You have to know where you're going. If you don't, then you're just kind of arbitrarily throwing things out there and you're putting money out there and you don't know what your return on investment is. In order for you to be able to, because sometimes you pay for things, you don't see the immediate return. But if you know what your KPI, your key performance indicators is, then you can measure, you know, whether it's over a few days or a month or a quarter. You have to have something to be able to measure to know that what you're doing is in the right direction or if you need to pivot to do something else. So having a marketing plan is like, it's a must. It's not even an option. You have to have it in place.
And I feel like there are so many entrepreneurs who don't have a formal marketing plan. Like they may kind of know what their goals are. They may have some action steps written out, but the plan is bigger than, like there's so much that goes into having a marketing plan and make sure you're on the right track. So over the course of 1 week from November 9th to the 13th, attendees of the Organic Marketing Summit are building their 2021 marketing plans alongside over 20 industry leading experts like Hilda, who are invested in their success. Tickets are completely free, so head over to organicmarketingsummit.com and reserve your free ticket right now. Before you forget, before your kiddo wants a new TV show or the 84th snack of the day, I feel like snacks always get my kids, go get your tickets now. Hilda, thank you so much for taking the time to not only present at the summit, but also to join me here for this interview today.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
And we both look forward to seeing you at the summit. Bye for now.
Yes. Bye-bye.
Head over to organicmarketingsummit.com and grab your free ticket to the Organic Marketing Summit today. It's happening November 9th through 13th, and you definitely don't want to miss it. Bye for now.
Do us a favor, share this podcast to a friend. It's like my mom always says, sharing is caring.